Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You want to introduce the podcast today?
Oh, I think I do. So this is the, was this like the official first episode? Like, did I make the cut?
I mean, you're here.
I mean, sometimes trial periods run more than 1 week.
Have you ever not made the cut on something?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's life.
Okay, yes, you've made the cut.
All right, so I'm officially a co-host of the critically acclaimed Juice podcast presented by Billboard magazine.
Look at you.
Did I do that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I am very honored to be a part of this establishment right now, and it gives me a platform to let my ignorant and sophisticated thoughts flow in a way I don't seem childish.
Sometimes you seem childish.
Yes. So the times that I do seem childish, I will keep it on.
Right.
And at times I don't seem childish, I'm still keep it on. I feel at home.
Can we start out by talking about what I wanted to talk about offline, but we're just going to put it online, of how you, if you could teach me how to online flirt, because I don't know how to flirt online.
Okay, so there's different ways.
And you said that I was awkward.
Well, you're an awkward person.
Online and in?
Very, very much so. But it fits you, so it doesn't you know, complicate things. It's just, it makes it who you are. So online, there's levels, as corny as it sounds.
Of course, okay.
What level of online flirting are you at?
It's very much introductory. It's very much like someone commented on a photo and I'm going to comment back. And then there's another comment. And it's just like, can we just...
Right. Okay. So here's the thing. Is this a person that you wanted to have them comment on your photo? Or is it someone that you thought is randomly cute?
I randomly thought they were cute.
Right.
I saw them on a friend's profile. And I'm just like, hey. And then they do some artistic shit that I thought was cool.
And this is all beforehand.
Yes. And then I got a comment on a photo. And I was just
from
like,
that
oh,
person,
yeah.
Without interacting with them.
No.
Okay. And the comment was.
That's a good sign.
No. It's a very good sign.
I'm not that awkward.
No, you are.
Oh.
The comment was what from the person?
They just mentioned something about, or they asked me about my writing. Something about my writing. And I was just like,
so
oh.
They're interested in your work.
You sound like a therapist. No, yes.
So, because there's different ways you can take it. If they're commenting on your work, you don't want to be a creep.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And so they're not trying to be a creep by doing
but that. Then on the other person's side, it could be him not trying to look like a creep and find a different avenue of interest.
Right. Okay.
Right. So if there's something that you guys have in common, that may
you're
be
such a pro at this.
I'm just oh gosh, it's the gift given the curse.
To be an online
I swear.
Online creep.
So
okay.
So like if he's asking about work and something that you guys have a common interest in, then
right.
He may be trying to mask his creepness.
Or he could just legit be interested, right?
In my work. No. In all, it could be just him interested in your
I'm
work.
Just one of those people that would like to think that first. So then, in case.
You're not thinking like, oh, well, I thought you were trying to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, which is.
I mean, which is smart, right?
It is smart. But being that the weather is getting warmer and
okay.
Clothes are getting less.
I did direct message him.
You direct message him.
What a great timing. Great timing, as Lo probably gets it done.
It's still early.
One of many direct messages.
It's still early. So what, you direct messaged him?
I did.
And what did you say?
And I asked him if he's going to put out another video, because he hasn't. Like, he does some video stuff.
Okay.
I'm saying way too much. But yeah.
Okay.
It was work-related. It was like, you know.
You could have said that in public, just so you know.
No, but like on my own page, of my own photo, my own stuff.
Hey, like, oh, when you gonna put another video? They're real dope.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing is that there was so many back and forth. Right. I wanted to take it off my page.
There was more.
Well, there was like, yes.
Okay, okay. So now there's a common interest. There's
and he hasn't read the direct message.
See?
Whoa. No, wait, but he didn't read it, but he commented on my thing again, like on my photo.
So maybe he's not used to getting direct messages.
Yeah, I guess. I also don't know.
Does he have Twitter? Yes.
I don't know. I haven't lurked that hard.
Well, you need to lurk if you're trying to do this flirting thing. You have to figure out
Twitter. The three steps of online flirting.
Online flirting are gauge the interest.
Okay.
Gauge the interest however you want to.
Our producer's over there smiling and taking notes. Okay.
Gauge the interest however you want to. Find out his social or his or her social media.
Oh, I like that. Okay, go ahead.
Right? Find out where he or she resides most.
Okay. Whether I'm like
on Instagram, right, then you stay Instagram. If it's Twitter, you stay Twitter. If it's Facebook, they're too old. Okay. Remember those three key points.
Shots at Facebook. I actually don't flirt with people on Facebook. So okay, I feel
that's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. So if those things are there, then you attack the most common area or the most, you know, active area that he's
attack.
In. And when I say attack, you leave your little comments, laugh at his or her jokes, retweet with some funny, goofy stuff. And then, this is how you know you're getting serious, memes and GIFs.
Really?
GIFs. Right. Memes and those automatic GIFs, right?
Right.
Those are the things that they show your sense of humor.
Okay.
They show what things make you laugh, what things are inappropriate.
Right.
To me, if he has a GIF folder, you're golden. Make sure these key points are, you know, attended to. And then, you know, take it away. Just have fun. Have a conversation. Everything doesn't have to be wham, bam, hit you, thank you, ma'am, and kissy, and hey, let me see a naked picture. It could be fun.
Oh, I'm not.
Flirting is fun.
Flirting is fun.
Right, so make it fun.
I just didn't know how to, I don't know if I was doing this right online.
You just got to make sure you know where he's at, or he or she is always at. I'm always on Twitter. So you got to flirt with me on Twitter.
Okay, right? Ladies. Okay.
Or you can just like all my pictures. I spend equal amount of time on Instagram and Twitter, so it's fair shit.
You got to interact. I feel like it's more than just liking a photo. You got to interact. Like you said,
With Twitter, if you're just trying to have sex with somebody, like.
Oh.
Get in, get out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I've gotten a lot of play off of Instagram likes. Right? But if you're trying to really get to know somebody.
I'm liking your photos no more. Oh, if that's
no,
what
no
you're
going to. No more. Sending the wrong message. If you're on Twitter, this is somebody that you're finding out their thoughts, what they like, where they work, what they do, what they hate, the music they like, the TV, like all the intricate shit that you need if you really want to date somebody.
Okay.
Right? Instagram, you're just seeing these pictures.
So I need to lurk and then figure out.
Lurk on Instagram.
Okay.
See how he dresses, he or she dresses, mm-hmm. See where they go, where they're from.
It's a lot of lurking.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
You commute a lot, right? Spend the time commuting. Scroll. Scroll.
The life of low-key.
I'm telling you, it's a science. A lot of people will say they do mental likes because they don't want to be out there. You know, people can see what you like.
No, either you're in or you're out. Either you want this person to notice or you don't.
I'm in and I'm like, I went on my like spree last night at 4 a.m.
Oh, okay. See.
What? I couldn't sleep.
No. Okay. If you're liking photos.
Right.
Nonstop on Instagram at 4 a.m. Well, right. I guess that goes with what you were saying. There's one thing that you kind of want.
Right.
Okay.
But, and I only say that because she wasn't on Twitter. I couldn't find her Twitter.
No, I mean, you still.
Right. The only reason why I attacked Instagram so hard is because she doesn't have a Twitter. Now, if she had a Twitter, I'd go to Twitter and I'd leave the Instagram alone and I'd see what she's talking about, retweet some stuff.
But do you want more than one thing?
I do, because she's a gymnast.
Okay.
She's a gymnast and a bottle girl. Isn't that a crazy world, right? The dynamics of that are crazy.
Sure.
She's gorgeous.
We'll see when you find out her thoughts.
Yeah, I DM'd
her. And her gift folder. Oh.
She didn't respond.
Wait, on Instagram?
Yeah. She didn't read it, though. So I still hope.
No, it's fine, because my guy didn't read it either.
If they read it, then I got to let it go. Got to break up with her.
Online breakup.
I was 71 weeks in. We had 3 dates. In my mind, we had 3 dates.
How did those dates happen?
Because you're looking at all the places she's been.
And But you haven't mentally been there with her.
Right, but you're mentally thinking, oh, we could have had a fun time there. Oh, she went to the movies. Let's go see Get Hard.
Are you going to tell her this if you ever meet her?
Yes.
That you've been on her for 71 weeks and you guys went on three
dates.
Magical mind
dates. Yes. That's the icebreaker.
Y'all might be worse than us.
It's the icebreaker. It's something funny to laugh at. Oh, remember when we first met and you went on 3 dates when we haven't even met, you little creep. And that's cute stuff. I'm telling you.
All right, can we talk about some other people's love?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Nicki Minaj's and Meek Mill's love?
Is that real or is that foreplay? What are we doing? What are we doing with
that? Why do you think it's, I mean, I would assume that you think it's foreplay because you asked that question. Why do you think it's foreplay?
It's so quick. It's so quick. Okay, Meek got home when?
They've known each other for a minute.
Known each other,
Safari and Meek have been friends, right? They were like same places, same times, even when Safari was,
if we call it,
for what we know. So go back to Meek and Nicki. I think it's real.
You think it's real, right? So
I think it's real, but I feel a little bad that like she didn't show out when she was with Safari.
Why is Instagram the place to go when, in my day, right?
Okay, because
I would say like the 2000s.
Okay.
In my day, if I were to propose to somebody and I was supposed to get married to this person, Instagram would be the last place I would want it debuted, right? Because
no, go ahead.
I just don't think it's a credible. It's a credible means to reveal something like that. An album, yes. A video trailer, of course.
I mean, we all look at Instagram differently, right? I mean, Nicki's out here showing a lot on Instagram.
Right.
Dudes love it. Women want to be her.
Right.
She's very personal on her Instagram. She's more personal on Instagram than she is on Twitter.
Right.
She mostly just shares her photos from Instagram on Twitter.
But she
shares like cute little photos of her and Meek. Meek's in Double XL saying that he, for the first time, is okay doing corny shit.
Yeah, holding the hand.
Yeah, like he's good with that because he really feels her.
Right, but does that translate into marriage? Is that
what do you mean? Them feeling that way?
No, I don't.
Sometimes it's either showing off or it's not caring to the point where you're like so happy that you're out here. You know.
I believe it. It's just a weird way of debuting it. That's my only thing.
Well, I mean, they didn't really say they're engaged.
And
it was a nice little yellow ring on her ring finger.
Right. But that's why she was also married to Safari and never.
They were
engaged and never really flaunted it like that.
But see, that's different. That's why I feel bad. I feel bad that like.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is this for show or what are we doing?
Why would they need this? Is what I'm at. Like.
Meek is about to have his album coming out. Nicki's going on tour in a minute. They need the conversation.
Nicki doesn't need this for her to.
It's
like,
a central
the woman
point
sells
of
out.
Conversation for the both of them. They're going on tour together. Meek has an album coming out. It's just to keep the conversation going because then you don't have this, and then what? What are we talking about with them?
I think we're always going to talk about Nicki. Meek.
Yeah, but what are we talking about?
Album cycles is when we talk about Meek.
But we're still, there's no release date. There's no album cover. There's no single.
So you think it's too much to the point where you're questioning if it's real?
You got to question stuff like this based on what we've seen in the past with relationships and marriage proposals and all this, you know, who's dating who. We see the same cycle of.
We don't question B and J because they're married.
We did.
When did we?
We questioned if they were
the actually Instagram
married.
Photos and all that.
Well, now we don't.
No, I mean, like online, being affectionate online,
right,
is kind of making you question if their relationship is real. But whose other relationship are you questioning because they're affectionate online?
Let me see here. Who else we have? We have Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Right, and we don't question them.
Not anymore. People questioned it.
As far as their online affection.
Okay. As far as their online affection.
We don't question it.
Right. I'm trying to think. Future and Sierra, did we question that?
No, but I think that they weren't really affectionate online. They didn't like.
Sort of they were.
Were they?
Yeah. Sierra, she shared a couple pictures of it. They were sort of.
Yeah, we didn't question that.
I don't know. I'm just skeptical.
You're skeptical because.
I think
it's too much online.
It's just the way the engagement.
So you're not
going to
be
done.
So that's, if you give your girl this ring,
mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful ring,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be an engagement or not, we don't know.
Right.
And she wants to like flaunt it on Instagram. How are you going to feel about that?
I'm going to make sure the world knows before she puts it on Instagram.
But by the world, what are you going to do? How are you going to tell the world?
It's going to be a proposal. It's going to be something. If I'm marrying you, I want everyone to, because he didn't even say anything.
He did not say anything.
He didn't even say anything.
He did clown Floyd Mayweather's girl for having the same
whatever.
Ring.
And that was something that
was his assistant.
Yeah, I was
his
assistant. Okay. And that's more important than co-signing with your fiance just
no,
did.
I feel you. There's not a lot of photos from on his profile.
No, there's not. And I get that.
But
something this big would constitute.
Okay, what if it isn't an engagement? What if it's just a ring that he bought her? Because it could be.
Make it clear. Because now this is all we're talking. You got E! News, People, Meek Mill, and E! News.
Why are you mad?
I'm not. No. I'm not. I just don't want Meek to fall in this French Montana thing, because that's what we know. French is on the Kardashians. French is on.
Oh yes, E. That's someone French we question. Did we question that?
We questioned it, and we still do because that, they're yes. so.
Well, it's also because he like comes off sometimes saying that he wants to take like, advantage of this fame, but he didn't mean it in a negative way, apparently. Right, right. But like, you're gonna take that in
so
a negative
I don't
way.
Want that to happen to happen Meek to Meek, because I want Meek to be a rap
prosper
star.
Without all of this.
Yes,
I feel you.
That's my only thing. I mean, granted, if it is true, then shit, yo, that's great.
See, I'm not one to show who I'm dating online. I'll be emo on my tweets. But right. I won't like you won't know you won't see the face of who
dating,
you
this
won't
is,
even.
This is family stuff. Now. This is engagement. This is life.
I think I would. I think this, I would tweet my. I think I would Instagram my engagement
but you,
ring.
You know, you would
because I'd be so happy.
But
and
wouldn't
excited.
You want your partner to do the same? To be even more ecstatic about it when you want that.
Yes,
that's my. Own.
I feel like a lot of little things bother you about that. So him not really showing it.
I'm just you know as you know I'm an affectionate person. Yes. So when I'm in it, the world knows.
Right.
My ex knows. My dad knows. The docs know. Yes, everybody's going to know.
Of course.
That's my only thing. But if that's the way he chooses it, because he said he's not affectionate, if this is how they want to break it, then I just think being engaged is something you don't play with.
No,
are
it's
they,
not.
Are they or are they not? Are
no,
they
that's true.
Just for coverage? You know?
Yeah, I you know what? I hope it's not for coverage. I guess that's
right.
what I'm saying.
That's, yeah, I don't want it to be, but you have to lay it on the line and really, where is this going?
So when you get engaged, you're definitely showing off that ring.
It off. But I'm not a rap star either. And I'm not
no,
a
no,
star.
But also, we're also talking about like online.
I'm
showing your affection or dating online.
I'm going to do something very grand. What did Kanye do?
Kanye proposed to Kim at the stadium in San Francisco and had oh, yes. like whole.
Yeah, yeah. And he got mad because the pictures leaked.
Yeah, like pictures of the ring leaked. Right, right. Yes.
So yeah, something of that. And you can tell he fucking loves this
woman.
Oh,
he's been in love with her for years, yes.
Right, so that's I like, I look at love on a one, I don't look at love the way, oh, I'm hiding, and you should, I'm looking at love as it's open the drapes, let everybody see it.
I feel you, that's how it should be. When it's, that's like you said, when it's serious, like an engagement or
right.
like marriage.
If you're dating, you're figuring it out, and you're cool, I love you, all right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Secret tweets, little Instagram posts of her shoes, but yeah, so that's my take on it. But if it's true, congratulations.
You're so like whatever about it. It's so funny.
No, if it's true, congratulations. But if it's not, don't say I didn't call it.
What did you think of Madonna kissing Drake though?
I thought it was disgusting.
You got so serious.
Thought it was.
I love the jokes online of people saying that she sucked the life out of him. Cause that's
the way he responded, it's
though
like,
he recoiled, like he literally.
When you smoke a cigarette
disturbed.
For the first time and you actually take it in your lungs,
yeah,
and you cough it out, that's the exact response that he gave. Now he said this is something that he's always wanted, or he made a comment about don't let my reaction.
Oh yeah, yeah, don't like misinterpret your reaction.
Yeah,
he said that. Yeah, that it just
which
he
is
wasn't,
great.
The lipstick
you know,
apparently was also not that tasteful, from what TMZ said about Drake said that the lipstick was not.
I didn't know, like that's what he was
apparently
focused on the lipstick.
No, apparently, like the lipstick was a little weird, so that's why he might
well,
have made
Madonna
that face.
Too, so that's the least of the weirdness.
Right? I just feel like she. You want, remember when we talked about her putting her leg on the table when they were signing that
she's going
title
for
declaration? I feel like she's doing too much, and she doesn't need to do this much. It's Madonna,
right?
Like, she should chill. She's good.
But even the old folks want to come out and play.
Janet wouldn't be doing this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Janet wouldn't be doing it. Well, who would she kiss?
Well, you can't even ask that because I never would think that Madonna would come out and kiss Drake. So,
well, he also has a song
Janet,
called Madonna.
Out of all the rappers that Janet will, I hope it's not. No shots at Big Sean, but like, okay, maybe some shots at Big Sean.
But no, like, whenever someone says no disrespect, that's actually the opposite.
But like, come on, it's Janet. Like,
who would she kiss?
I don't know.
She married Jermaine Dupri, so it's kind of like her stock is
damn.
Down. No shots at Jermaine.
Okay, but shots. But shots. I don't want to think about Janet kissing
okay, Janet,
any rapper.
Beyonce
yes.
wouldn't do that. On stage
she wouldn't, she would not
when she was married, but
she's given a lap dance on the BET Awards though, but she did not suck the life out of someone.
She literally sucked the life out of Drake, and I think that's why he had a bad Coachella performance.
Okay. No.
You see how I made a full circle, right? We brought it back to.
No, Drake's performance, I think, was bad because the transitions were weird. Dude would perform, like, started from the bottom, and then all of a sudden it was Jungle. Like, although, you know, I love Jungle.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you can't transition like that. Like, it's a festival. I don't think
Drake understands the magnitude of what this is.
Of a Coachella headlining performance?
Okay. Not a performance, just a headlining.
A headlining gig.
I don't think he I think he'll get it this weekend because he goes back this weekend, right?
Yes.
So I think, and shout out to Ernest Baker, who did that amazing.
Yes, who hung out with Drake.
Yeah, amazing piece on, was it Four Pins?
Yes.
And, you know, he could tell that Drake knew it wasn't that, what he needed it to be.
Afterwards.
Afterwards. Yeah. So I think the theatrics have to, you know, have to kind of come down and just go and go for it.
I just think back to Kanye's performance.
Right.
That shit was legendary, and the dude didn't bring out one person.
The dashiki he had on.
Yes. That's when you had the ballerinas.
Yeah. Kanye gets it.
Closed with Hey Mama, so it was like emotional.
Kanye's been through a lot more than Drake has so far.
Yes.
So there's a lot in his performances and everything that he does publicly is a lot more grotesque than a Drake.
Outlandish. Yeah, it's pretty big.
So I think Drake needs to really, this has
to
be. So
we're just going
to
take it as a learning experience for Drake.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you know what?
What?
The Dream.
What
how,
about him?
How you got so excited? How many times have you been listening to Crown?
I've listened to Crown.
Because we were talking about it last time when you came. Because we had like a preview of it before it came out.
I've been listening to Crown a lot. I've just been going from Prime to Throw It Back to
Fruition.
Fruition's been out.
But Fruition, I mean like on the entire thing.
Sadie's Benz, and then I listened to
that song's ridiculous.
I love it.
It took me back to how ridiculous his entire discography has been, and the random most crazy shit that he's said.
I can actually believe that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Middle part of Sadie's Benz when like they lose the ratchet drums, that's another song. And I've tempted to actually cut that minute.
You should. You know what you did that I really liked is when you cut the latter ends of the Justin Timberlake songs
and
made it its own project. You should do that with this.
This is why I should be an A&R.
Yes. Well, I mean, you kind of do that here and there.
I want to put a tape together.
But you should, because I still listen to that you did from the Justin Timberlake.
You know what? I'm gonna rebirth those today. I'm just going to put them out.
The Justin Timberlake ones?
Yeah, I'm going to find those. I'm going to do it again because that was fun. That was really fun. But I think we could do that with The Dream.
Yes.
With certain songs.
Because he goes into like a whole different type of sound in one song. I think you should. I think you'd also have fun with it.
For all his albums? Or just... Because he's done a lot of that.
But he didn't do that much on the first album. He didn't do that much. It starts with Love versus Money.
Yeah, it starts with the second and the third. Yes. And he kind of sprinkles it on...
And does Foreplay have that much of those type of transitions? I don't think.
Not. I think the EPs do. Weather Gets Warm, you got to play those.
Wait, how do you feel about rap beefs? I don't think we've ever talked about this offline.
It depends where we go with rap beefs. If we're talking lyrical rap beefs, then I'm all for it. And it's entertaining.
If it stays on the song, on the music?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what we want. We want to see people in their lyrical prowess. We want to see what they stand for and what they're trying to represent and what crown they're going for. Is it the beef crown or is it the lyrical crown or is it the crown of everything?
Mm-hmm.
I'm for it. I love it. I want to see people show their lyrical, I want to see lyrical exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see the tweets. I don't want to see the Instagram posts. I don't want to hear the shout out at concerts. Fuck these niggas. I don't want to mm-hmm. see none of that because that gets misinterpreted by the public and the guys who are on.
They know that though.
Right. I don't want to see that. I want to see Monday morning.
So you're saying if it's real, which I think if it's real, then it wouldn't be on Twitter or on Instagram.
Right.
Or on, it would literally be in on a song.
No. I'm saying if the beef is real, it'll live on Twitter. It'll live on in the concert shout outs. It'll live on the Instagram post because then you're trying to show everybody how tough you are, whatever mm-hmm. the case mm-hmm. maybe is. If it's just wax and it's just lyrical competition and you say a little slick shit here and there, you don't get too personal and you don't bring people's families and
right.
spouses into it, then I'm all for it.
Okay.
You know, I want people to take shots at people's careers and stats and songs and...
I feel like rappers should do that if they're out here trying to crown themselves as something.
But all this, the Young Thug and Wayne stuff is... It's too much.
I remember when Young Thug posted the album cover.
Right.
Right. And it was all stuff about his, like, sexuality. But majority of it was literal, like, hate because of the album title, of the Carter 6 title. They were all pretty much, like, Wayne fans being like, yo, this is out of control.
It's not a Wayne thing. It's just it's a hip-hop thing. We know the lineage.
No, what I mean is that they were mad that he grabbed that title.
Right. Right. And he shouldn't have.
Yes, I agree.
Even though he announced it and said he wanted to continue on the line.
It's just weird when he announced it, when he talks to like Rob Markman on MTV and he's just like, yes, I'm going to call it Carter. I'm going to grab Carter so-and-so from here because he's done with the Carter series after 5. And right. Birdman is sitting right next to him, not being like, yo, that's slightly disrespectful. Chill.
But
just going along with it. It's just like.
But we don't know if they had a conversation beforehand. We don't know about that.
You don't think that.
We don't know if. They came to an agreement like, all right, when I do, after I finish, like he just said, I'll wait till he's done.
Right.
We don't know if they had the conversation like, all right, when I finish.
Oh, no. I mean, why didn't Birdman just tell him to chill?
Well, no, maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe they had a conversation with Wayne and whatever the situation was. I'll finish Carter 5 and you guys can pick up and do right. Carter 6 through 10. Maybe that was the situation.
I guess I can't be that mad at Young Thug because you could literally see or hear from 2011 that he's obsessed with Wayne.
You call him his idol.
But, like,
which is not, there has nothing wrong with that either.
But you think naming that title Carter 6 went a little too far?
I don't, because I feel like he has enough respect for Wayne to
yes,
have the conversation.
Absolutely.
That's why I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, how everything had unfolded in the last 2 weeks, it gives me an idea that that's not how it went down.
Or
there was a change
Wayne
of heart.
Wayne may have not been that okay with.
Right. I guess with the emergence of Birdman and Wayne going at it.
Right.
Things might have changed. And I believe if that was the line of events, then
you feel Thug Wayne
should have pulled back. And,
yeah. No, but, I mean, it was too much of a coincidence, right? The Wayne versus Thug beef when Wayne is having beef with Birdman. And Birdman's kind of taking Thug under his wings.
I think that's something that's been brewing.
Yeah. But I feel like it's too much of a coincidence to
there's
not
a lot of
connect
stuff that
them all.
Yeah, I mean, the coincidence is crazy, but there's a lot of stuff we don't know. And I do hope that... For Wayne and Birdman's sake, just for the history that they've been through and created through
right.
hip-hop itself, I do hope that comes to a halt. And Thug can continue on and do what he does.
That
he
51 million suit is still happening. So that shit seems real.
I mean, yeah.
He's out here saying fuck Cash Money at every release party.
Release mixtape show
yes.
gathering. I don't know what that
is. I don't know what they are either.
I don't get it either. Beef and hip-hop is different. This is a prime example of how different beef and hip hop is.
Yeah, because to Thug, it's not beef, or I mean, it may be.
I don't know what
beef,
it is to
but
him.
I no, but he, you know, when Wayne said that, Wayne's himself, and he went on Instagram, Thug did, and was just like, "I'm not gonna respond to this dude.
And
is
then
my idol."
Has the complete 180, and just goes in with the sneak disses and saying
Thug.
Yeah, when they were saying they were gonna sue if they called it the Carter 6 and
yes.
they called these hoes and. Then on the, I'm going to call it the Carter
I mean, well,
6, and I'm going to do the show.
Everyone has a boiling point, right?
I don't know. I just think he's toying with the wrong monster. And the fact that Wayne has been so quiet within the past week is scary.
What do you, as literally or?
And figuratively. It's scary.
Yeah, it's. I don't want it to get too crazy.
But that's what I like. You're going
because
to a
man's hometown.
Because
it didn't start out, I think, in a bad, you know, with bad intentions, I guess. Why.
It was a homage.
Yes.
Intention. And I think Young Thug is, it might be a little bit in over his head.
Now, yeah.
And Birdman is sitting there watching.
Does that not drive you crazy?
It kills me. Birdman is
That's
sitting there
That's what I mean,
watching.
That when he was just like, oh, I'm going to grab Card. Even if he was joking or even if it wasn't like pre.
Well, no, but the thing about that is I think they had the conversation. I honestly think, I don't think Birdman is that oblivious.
Right.
To not. Yes. At least consult Wayne. So I think they had the conversation. Now, like I said, everything that happened after, and he has said nothing, or he has not told Thug to be like, let's leave this alone until this is squared away.
Right.
I just don't understand why you would just let this, how you would prolong this. Or not sit them down.
Right.
So that's what, it just irks me. This is not, because if something happens, then it's like, yo, you were in the mix.
Yes.
And you did nothing.
Yes. That is why when I saw that interview, I was just like, you're just going to chill there and smile while.
Right.
Like now, yeah. Like now I feel like he needs to do something, say something.
Well, if the show goes down, you know, hopefully he's by his side.
Perfect timing.
This is great timing.
So, what else did you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you?
Are we good?
Do you think?
Do you want to keep talking about?
What else? What
random?
Else do we have it? What else is there? I want to make sure we get.
You're like really thinking about it.
No, I want to make sure we get it all. You know,
John, what do you think? John, what? Oh, you know what? We did start with love and end with hate. So
do you want to? Is that a dream play?
Yes.
That was good.
High five.
You saw that.
High five.
That, right? Okay. Make sure I caught that.
On notice about what?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Why are you?
I'm liking where this is going, John.
Yeah. You want me to add more hate to the podcast? Listen, those things are never, the writers / artist beef should never even happen. Like, that's not.
You know
deep.
What happens? Social media heightens those connections.
That's ridiculous.
Because if Benzino had Twitter, right?
At that time,
At that time, he'd like Kim Osorio and Dave Mays and all them up.
That's very true.
So the fact that you have a Twitter, we can actually get to you. The writers and the artists feel they can do the back and forth.
Yeah, that's not right.
I've had my share of run-ins, but.
But I feel, are you good now? I feel like you've seemed to.
I try to stay away.
I don't think you have the personality to have something continue to brew. I feel like you're one of those people that you just gotta either you let things like that go.
I've had and I've, like I let stuff go, but I've had. I had Fabulous attack me once.
Really? Oh, yeah. What
remember
was that?
You don't remember that?
I remember that something happened.
Back in my BET days.
You were causing trouble in your BET days.
Wow.
You were.
I cursed out Gabe from Def Jam.
Was that during The Dream?
No, that was during Nas's Untitled project called Gabe All Types of Tools and
Dipsticks. Oh, shout out to Gabe. I like Gabe. But, okay.
Leaked video.
What happened? That was.
That was fun,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, I remember
I had a good time doing that. Shout out to Def Jam.
What happened with you and Fab? Because now I
was critiquing his mixtape online on Twitter.
Okay.
My live critique going home. And he was having a Ustream release party of it.
While you were tweeting.
While I was
about
tweeting.
It. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, okay.
And so word got back to him, and I'm not going to name the culprits, who are two good friends of mine right now. I'll leave them
so
out
now
of
y'all
it.
Are all friends.
Yeah, we're all buddies.
You boys are ridiculous.
No, it was a girl and a guy.
Boys just love to beef and then become friends.
I mean,
that's
great. What guys do. We shove each other in the mud, pick each other, and that's what kids do.
Okay.
So anyway, so you know, they got word got back to him about what I was saying about his album, and on the Ustream, and to this day, we still have I have a video clip of him saying it. Now, maybe I'll put it out today. Fuck you, Fridays.
I like that.
But yeah, he said low key is a bitch.
Damn.
And Twitter blew up.
Timmy called you a bitch.
Called me a bitch because I didn't like his project.
Were you okay? Wait, let's
I
be
wasn't
honest.
Hating. There was,
oh, I was
going to
say, I was
going to
say,
songs
were you
I didn't
being
like.
Petty or were you
no,
being
no, no,
serious?
No, no, no. Songs
okay.
I didn't like, and there's songs I did like.
Okay.
And I've always, I feel like Fab has always noticed me. I've even worked for him at one point. I mean, after that deceased.
Right.
I've always been hard on Fab because I feel like Fab could be way better than he is. So I've always like nitpicked and picked at his heels about certain things and songs and why he's not rapping a certain way and why he's not dissing and, you know, claiming his spot. So there's always been, I think people show him stuff and people, you know, let him know like, oh, low key is saying this. Mm-hmm. And blah, blah. So I think, you know, that has always been a part of it. But then I'm just a fan.
Right. So you're critical. When
I'm critical. Okay. I've done this with Jeezy. I've done this with J. Cole. I've done this with Fab. Like, the guys that I like, I've done this with Joe Budden, who's, like, a real close friend of mine.
Yeah.
I say things because I feel like, you know, it's not coming from a place of hate.
So you guys had this conversation later. You said
me
this
and Fab,
to him?
Yeah, me and Fab had a conversation about it.
Okay. But see, that's what I mean. I don't take you as a person that leaves things like that.
Because I'm not doing it for show.
Right.
I could do a lot of shit. I could say a lot of shit, but I don't want to walk around New York City with one watching over my back, right, or two, someone next to me like, yo, make sure no one's. And I host shows, so it's like it's easy to get to me. So I don't want to be that person that's scared.
So now you're out here listening to Fab's
freestyle.
Yes.
On Fridays.
You are really excited about that. You've been tweeting about that.
It's like he's like DJ Clue era.
Nikki and Meek are also out here showing love to Fab. Why did you make that face? Why are you mad?
I had to bring back Nikki and Meek, huh?
I'm just saying. Why did you get mad? You wanted the attention back on you? Want me to leave
no,
it on
I
you?
No, I want to leave it on Fab.
Aww.
I want it on Nikki and Meek.
No, I just like that people are... No, like, people, I like no, when no, people I'm show love. About,
people are very appreciative.
But like you
he's
said,
doing.
He's not... You know, people don't show that much love to Fab, even though he deserves it. And right. I like that.
His you know, his stay in hip-hop or his livelihood in hip-hop has been long-lived. But he doesn't get the respect he deserves. And also, I think just even with these six freestyles, he's accumulated so much more re-respect that has been lost over the Loso's Way and the Soul Tape, you know.
Yeah.
The Soul Tape series proved he can make music, good music, but it lacked lyrically.
So this is showing that he could rap.
Right.
Or he still
we knew he could
rap,
but like, he still has it.
Aww. I love
so I'm happy for it.
I love your bromance with Fab.
I want him to have a classic album. He's the New York artist that needs a classic album.
How many albums has he put out?
Like eight? No.
Nice.
At least seven.
Yeah. And you don't consider any one of those a classic?
None of them are classics. We can't consider none of those albums a classic.
Unless it's a... Yeah, you're right. Because it's not an entire solid piece.
Nas has his classic. Biggie has his classic. Jay has his classic. You know, these guys have their... You know, Mobb Deep. Do they have their classic?
Infamous,
yes. Like, our pioneers have their classics. We're waiting for him to have... to be on that pillar. It's time. It's time, John Jackson.
Okay, government names.
Boy, his name.
I just love that you call them out. I just love the bromances. I'm a big fan of bromances.
That's my guy. I like Fab.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
Oh, now you want to keep going?
We've got a segment called The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot?
Yeah.
What's that?
The Parting Shot. Like when you end the podcast, really quick shot at somebody.
Yo, our producer just loves beef.
Yo,
like, no.
John is for the bullshit.
No, John, we're not out here trying to start more.
He was like,
look,
on further notice.
We've had our beefs with artists. We need to chill.
No,
John.
Listen. Fuck So now he's going to get me started because now I'm thinking of stuff like, yeah, I don't like him too much. No, I love McConan.
There's a difference between not liking an artist's music and hate.
But you know, social media heightens these
phrases. Well, yes, on social media, when you don't
so
like something, it's hate.
It.
Yes.
You can't say it.
But that is why I don't take beefs so seriously. They're not that deep probably in real life.
I can't say on social media. Let's discuss Dej Loaf, right?
No. Okay.
She put out the video today of me,
yes,
you, and Hennessy.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Why?
She looks like a little boy in a bikini. I don't find that sexy. Do you think she guys should find her sexy?
No, you know what I'll say? I was surprised that she was showing a lot of skin.
Right.
Compared to
the song that she sings.
Infamous fur coat at the BET 106 in Park backstage.
Well,
like
that
her,
too.
Her outfits are always so great. And then all of a sudden she is showing a lot of skin.
Granted. We
but a
need
girl,
the attention.
But a girl, I mean, anyone could show a lot
of skin.
Well,
no,
I'm
not saying she shouldn't. I'm just saying from the her content.
You didn't like it. No, but you said you didn't like it because you didn't like the way she looked.
What she raps about.
Okay.
Try me. Like, about killing people. Right?
Yes, okay. We're talking about this.
We're talking about this song. But
yeah,
I'm just saying.
Why don't you like this song?
No, I mean, you and Hennessy, I love it.
Oh, okay.
Right? The song is very sexual. And
you seem to be very conflicted about Dej Loaf.
I'm very, because now I'm like, I don't understand. Do I think? Am I allowed to think she's sexy or do I think...
She's a woman. If you're attracted to her...
I'm phrasing it wrong. I don't think she's sexy.
Okay. That's your personal opinion.
Right.
You're not attracted to her. That's fine.
Do you think she's...
I think she's pretty.
You do think she's pretty?
Yeah, I think she's cute in like a tomboyish kind of way.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't like the tomboyish. Maybe
but,
no,
but
short
I'm not
hair.
Attracted to her. I think maybe you're looking at it that way as far as like, are you attracted to her?
Well, no, not attracted, but there's girls who will be like, oh, I think she's so pretty. You just think she's cute.
No, I don't. Yeah, I just think she's cute. But that's, you know, we all have our different opinions.
Maybe she had longer hair.
See now you're talking about attraction and preference. You like, so your preference is women with longer hair.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't mean that women with short hair aren't pretty. You just your preference is not women with short hair.
Right. I don't know. There's something that's bothering me about.
I don't know what it is.
Right. You can feel it, right?
Yes.
I don't know why I can't.
It's clearly about the appearance. Do you think it's because it doesn't coincide with how she looked on her
Try Me
video?
I was introduced to her as a girl from Detroit who I do not want to fuck with.
And just because she looks pretty, that still means that you can't, you feel like.
Like it's something inside. Like, yo,
that's interesting. You want to be, you're not as threatened or by her because she's showing skin.
I don't know if I should be. That's the thing.
Do you want to keep the days of that you thought of in the beginning
alive?
I want to
keep her
alive?
With the gunslinging. I want you stay there.
But why doesn't it mean that she can't kill your ass by still showing a little bit of skin?
It rubs me the wrong way.
What rubs you the wrong way?
I just can't find it sexy. I don't like the switch. The switch was too much of a 180.
I understand that.
That's where it lies at.
I don't think it is.
It does.
I think that you're saying that you can't be like afraid of Deja Love because she's showing skin and you're not attracted to her.
This might be it.
The latter I could understand. If you're not attracted to Deja Love, I mean, you're not attracted to every person.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's just I'm not attracted.
But a woman can still kill your ass by wearing like no clothes on.
I don't want that to happen. That's the only thing.
I'm just saying that,
I get it.
A woman holding some sort of power can still be prevalent even though she's wearing like a bikini.
This is something that's very true, but there's just something about Deja Love that I don't get.
I understand why you'd be weirded out by the transition.
There it is.
Okay.
I'm weirded out by the transition.
That's understandable.
There it is. Okay. We figured it out.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? So are you not going to be a Deja Love fan if she continues to wear like, she shows a little skin?
I just won't watch the videos.
Because you're, I don't know. I think this might be another like.
There's no other thing. Don't try to pull the string.
John, don't you think this is something?
John wants me to say, fuck her. She's ugly. That's what John wants.
No, this is more interesting than that.
Oh, okay. I just don't.
Okay, so when you saw the video, were you like,
I was like,
wait,
what is this? Not like, wait. I'm like, wait, what are you doing?
What are you doing as far as
her
why
sexy
you
doesn't
showing?
Play well? I will say that's what I'll say. She doesn't do sexy well.
Wait, okay, did she seem uncomfortable to you in the
it
video?
It did. It looked awkward.
Okay. Well, that's
right?
different. Okay.
So when it looks awkward to her, mm-hmm. then I'm like, oh, are you not even comfortable? I'm not comfortable.
So she didn't look comfortable
didn't
to
look
you in the video?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's different. Like, that's understandable.
I was just trying to figure out what the discomfort
what
was.
What was bothering you?
Yeah, it was the awkwardness.
It was about her kind of not seeming
right,
comfortable.
Right, because I didn't find her sexy. So if she takes her clothes off or she wears the clad outfits and then she looks comfortable,
then
I'm like, oh, well, maybe I can get with this. She didn't
yes.
look comfortable.
Okay.
That's right. And I'm like, ugh. And people would say, oh, she's cute, she's sexy. And I'm like, I don't see it. Like, she didn't even look comfortable on her own skin when she does the sexy stuff. And then I see the sexy stuff and she doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I think overall she's a cute girl.
Right.
I mean,
a woman, you have to sell, when you're doing that,
yes.
your point is to sell the sexy.
Or to show another side.
Well, to show another side, but you want to convey. Because
this could be just her showing another side, also depending on the lyrics of the song.
Well, the Hennessy is about, she's talking about getting fucked and her pussy ate.
It's a little more sexual than Try Me. So
I don't feel it. That's all I'm saying.
You
so when I don't feel it, I can't really feel it, if you get what I'm saying.
I feel you. Okay.
There it is. Like, you see where it went? That's exactly what I mean. That's where we'll stop that.
I didn't feel it. Okay.
Didn't feel it. Do you get what
Oh, my God. You're
you
so ridiculous.
Sexual innuendo, right? That's what I was trying to go for.
We're done with this episode.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.